If you are able, please stand for the reading of the gospel. This is the gospel according to John chapter 6, beginning with verse 51. Let us hear this word of the Lord. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Then the Jews began to argue sharply among themselves, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in him. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, I live because of the Father. So the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your ancestors ate manna and died. But whoever feeds on this bread will live forever." This is the word of God for the children of God. Please be seated. Lectionary, that guided walk through the Bible, that program in the church that gives us selected readings for every Sunday, sure does sound like last week's, doesn't it? Bread of Life. You look familiar. I tried to eat Eric in first service. A little tough. He needed salt, too. We talked about that last week, about us being cannibals and communion, eating Jesus' flesh, drinking his blood. And yet that's what the lectionary is about again, and it just seems like it just goes on and on and on. Old illustration. There's a man who goes hiking. He loves to hike. Loves to commune with nature. And so he wanders out into the woods, starts up the trails, heading up into the hills, gets up there pretty high, really enjoying all the wildlife running back and forth. It's a beautiful day. And he sees some berries. So he goes off the trail and into the woods, and he starts picking berries and eating them as he wanders through the woods. And it's kind of strange territory to him. He hadn't been up here before. And he sees another big patch of berries, and he's reaching in for the berries and reaching back for the big, fat, juicy berries. And all of a sudden, the bushes give way, and he finds himself falling off a cliff. As he tumbles down over the cliff, he reaches out and he grabs the root of a tree that's sticking out, and he hangs on for dear life. He looks up, and it's too high to climb back up. He looks down. Whoa, way down there. There's a flock of sheep down there. What's he going to do? Man, he is desperate. And so he begins praying. Oh, God, help me. Help me, God. And all of a sudden, he hears a voice, a booming voice. "This is God. What can I do for you?" "What? God? Yes, you called for me. What can I do for you?" "I need help, God. I'm stuck. I'm stuck. What can I do?" And God says, "Do you trust me?" The man says, "Oh, yes, I do, God." God says, "Well, then let go." And the man thinks about it, and he thinks about it, and he looks up and he says, "Is there anybody else up there?" Of course, another part of the story goes that he finally realized he didn't have any choice but to trust God, and so he lets go. And wouldn't you know it, he lands right on top of a big, fat, woolly sheep. Breaks his fall, saves his life, kills the sheep. But we do have to let go. We do have to trust in God. It's all or nothing with God. So this lectionary reading, last week, Jesus, when he was telling the people that he's the bread of life that came down from heaven, it says that they... they said to one another, isn't this the son of Joseph? I mean, we know his mom and dad. We know who this guy is. We know Jesus. How can he say he came from heaven? Well, that was last week. This week, it says that they grumbled sharply among themselves. How can this man tell us to eat his flesh and drink his blood? That's just crazy. And next week's lectionary reading is going to be that from that point on, his followers turned their backs on him. They left him, except for his disciples. Which our pastor Ron will be preaching next week, because I'm going on vacation. But he's staying with the lectionary. So why did Jesus go on and on and on about being the bread of life? Why? It's like almost like beating a dead horse. The people were grumbling. They didn't want to hear it. And yet Jesus kept pressing the point, because Jesus wouldn't give up on them. Because Jesus knew that they needed to get this point. They needed to understand. We need food in order to survive. Food is what quenches our hunger. And we should hunger and thirst after Jesus the way we hunger and thirst after food. We should realize that we need Jesus in order to survive the way we need food in order to survive. And Jesus said that anybody who doesn't love him more than they love their parents is not worthy of him. Anybody that doesn't love him more than they love their children is not worthy of him. And in fact, we have to love Jesus more than we love our own lives. We have to be willing to sacrifice our lives. Anybody who doesn't pick up their cross daily and follow Jesus is not worthy of him. Pick up our cross. That cross that we nail ourselves to with our egos, our pride, our selfish desires. That's the cross that we pick up. And then we follow Jesus. Jesus, he wouldn't give up on them. He wanted them to get this. Because he wanted to save their souls. And we shouldn't give up on the people in our lives. Our family, our friends, our neighbors. The people that tell us we're crazy for being so holy and religious, for spending so much time in church, for making sacrifices for the ministry. These are the people to whom we say we love Jesus more than that. It's all or nothing with God, because it's about a battle of life and death. Eternal life and death. And there are a lot of lost souls out there that need to get this message. They need the bread of life. There was a fella who was a motivational speaker, and he went to a Christian college. And the student body gathered together in the auditorium. And this motivational speaker came up on the stage and introduced himself, his name, and he said, I want to tell you a story about a man who took his son and his son friend out fishing one day. He said, now this man and his son were strong Christians. The son's friend, not so much. He didn't know the Lord Jesus as his personal Savior. So they thought if they took him with them and hung out with him, that maybe, just maybe, he would come to know Jesus for himself when he saw Jesus in them. And so they went out fishing that day, and they went pretty far out, and a sudden storm came out of nowhere. The sky became black, the wind howled, the rain poured down, thunder and lightning, and the waves got bigger and bigger. The sea grew rougher, and the boat was tossed back and forth, back and forth. And all of a sudden, a huge wave hit this boat and washed the son and his friend overboard. And this motivational speaker went on to say, and the father stood at the rail of the boat, and he looked out on the water, and he reached out and he grabbed the only life preserver they had that had a rope tied to it. And he knew he could only save one of them because the waves had separated the son and his friend. It had to be one or the other. And so with tears in his eyes and sorry on his lips, he threw the life preserver to his son's friend. And the motivational speaker went on to say, this man knew that his son was already saved, but he also knew that the friend had to know Jesus yet. He didn't want the friend to die without knowing Jesus. He said it made a huge difference in that young man's life, because that young man then grew up giving his life to Christ and never forgetting the life that was given for him. He and the motivational speaker says, I know that's true because I'm that young man. I'm the one who was saved. It's just a story, but shouldn't we be like that man? Shouldn't we be telling other people about the life that was given to save us? About Jesus? We should be sharing the bread of life with the world around us, telling them the good news. We should be fanatical, radical in our faith. Turn the world upside down. They need what we have. So feed the world, beginning with your friends and neighbors. Feed them the bread of life. God loves you, and so do I. Let's stand and sing.